Live. Here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That number allows you to bring up anything you would like and take control of the airwaves. As we like to say, with you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy them. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to actually create the content of the site. A lot of those talk show hosts, they don't really care what you think. They just want to do a show and get paid. We actually are interested in knowing what you think. That's why we open the phones every single night. You can call in about anything. And you can also actually create the content on our website by submitting content to it, voting up the stuff you like, and voting down what you do not. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive in that way. Still to come, more about the parking ticket victory that happened here in Keene this morning with one of our show hosts, Daryl Perry from FPP.cc. Also, Nemi has a snitch app that she's going to be telling us about. Well, you don't actually have the app, do you?
No.
You've heard about it. You know something about it. We will talk about it. Hallie is on the line in Pennsylvania. Hallie. Hallie in Pennsylvania. Going once. Hallie in Pennsylvania. Is this Howie in Pennsylvania instead of Hallie? I don't know. Whoever it is, isn't there now. We'll put that person back on hold. Maybe they'll come back to us. 855-453. So just to finish up the story from the last hour, parking ticket victory in legal land. You can go to freekeen.com to read the blog post and actually see the video. See it happen. I did arrive a little bit late for this hearing. Actually, I was on time, but the hearing started early.
Can they do that?
They can do whatever they want.
Okay.
So they started this hearing early. Our friend Daryl Perry went in there, and he knocked it out of the ballpark, man. He got found not guilty on a parking ticket, and I didn't really think this was something that was possible. I mean, to me, it always seemed like an open and shut thing. They have this stupid rule that says that they give the ticket to the car's owner, regardless of whether or not the car's owner was actually responsible for doing the act. I mean, it would seem like that alone should be illegal.
Right.
So, like, the whole system seems so screwed up, it just seems impossible to beat it. But Daryl Perry beat it. Now, I've actually beat a parking ticket, too, but it was because the ticket was issued on a different car, and I changed cars by the time the trial happened, and so they couldn't convict me on it because I didn't own that car. Anyway, in this case, he still owned the car in question. He admitted to parking the car in question. But what he pointed out was that he claimed that when he came up to his car and retrieved the ticket, that the ticket had been written before his meter was supposed to expire. So basically, he did testify at the hearing, and interestingly, the prosecutor didn't bother to cross-examine him. So normally, if you decide to testify, you're subjecting yourself to the possibility of being asked a number of questions.
Sure.
She didn't bother. And so he testified to point out that he had put in all this time and the ticket was written like 3 seconds before his meter was supposed to expire. So therefore, she decided to write the ticket earlier than 3 seconds before the meter was going to expire. And essentially, he says here in his blog post that the only witness was Jane McDermott, the parking enforcer who issued the ticket. And during cross-examination, I asked how, since the meters aren't calibrated, she knew that the meters kept accurate time. She stated that she doesn't know, but if the batteries are bad, that they replace them. I attempted to make a statement and was told that I would have to testify in order to introduce any evidence. So after the city rested its case, I was sworn in. I stated that on the date in question, I had parked at 1 p.m. and put enough money into the meter to cover the next hour and 6 minutes, which meant the meter should not have expired until at least 2:06. And since the ticket was written at 2:05:57, I was shorted some amount of time that I was owed. Judge Burke then said, since the burden of proof is on the city to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, I'm marking a finding of not guilty.
There you go.
So basically, it seems to me like if you can call into question the accuracy of the parking meters, that gives some level of reasonable doubt. Because if they can't prove that they're calibrating these meters, they can't prove that the meters are accurate. They're not calibrating the meters. You can get them to admit that by asking them questions related to that. Now, this may not be true in your area. Maybe there's, you know, these kiosks. Maybe they are calibratable. I don't know about that. But here in Keene, where we've got the old-style plop-a-quarter-in kind of old-school meters, they have no method of calibration here. They just have to trust that it's accurate.
Well, in some of the kiosks, what they do, they don't actually calibrate in any way. The machine just says that, you know, your meter expires. It spits out a receipt, and it says your meter expires at such and such a time.
Mm-hmm.
So then it's the watch on the meter maid's arm that would then need to be calibrated.
Good point. Yeah, how does she know what time it is?
Of course, you could also question that the machine itself would spit out an accurate ticket. Also, you know, hey, I put in a quarter, I'm supposed to get 20 minutes. How do I know I got 20 minutes?
Right.
You know, because there's no third-party verification of
this. Right, and the state is normally Johnny on the spot when it comes to checking private businesses and their calibrations. I mean, if you look, for instance, when you're next time you're at a gas pump, start looking on the gas pump for the small print sticker from the state that says something to the effect of, Inspector number 7 from the Department of Weights and Measures was here on, you know, 2 weeks ago, and they calibrated this device. They verified that it was accurate. Because, in theory, the idea is the state's supposed to be protecting you from some unscrupulous guy selling gas, and that, you know, we need the state for this. I think that on this show we might agree that the private business could do these inspections, that a third-party verifier, a certifier, could come in and do these sorts of things. But that's the state's claim, is that we're needed because we have to calibrate all these things. We have to make sure the scale weighs what it says it weighs. We have to make sure that the gas pump is pumping as much gas as it claims to be pumping. But when it comes to the parking meters, well, you know, we're just going to write you some tickets, and most people are going to pay them.
Weights and measures were a very strong argument for the state initially. I mean, that's one of the arguments they used all along.
In fact, there's a really interesting detail that I learned recently from James Cleveland, who is also known as Robin Hood. He has taken a look at the manual for the parking enforcers. Now, this is different from the job description, which I've referenced previously, where the job description says they're supposed to put up with verbal and mental abuse from the public.
Mm-hmm.
The manual's, you know, obviously a much more detailed thing. He's actually looked at this manual, and he tells me, and I told him he needs to make a blog post about this. He hasn't done it yet, so hopefully he will. I know he's busy. He works full-time job during the day. So
that means he's not a Keeniac, right? If he has a job and has gainful employment.
Everyone Keen has a job.
I know.
That's... So anyway, the thing that he observed in this manual was that they have a rule. When in doubt, ticket.
That's true.
Now, if that doesn't reveal what it's really all about, then I don't know what would. I mean, if it's not crystal clear from knowing that within the parking enforcement department, there's a standing rule of operating procedure that, you know, if you're not so sure about this situation, F it. Go ahead and write the ticket anyway.
That's crazy.
Because they know that you're going
to
pay.
Right.
They know
that's
that most people are going
to
pay. They know that when you come up to your car and you find that ticket on the car, you look at the ticket, even if there's still 2 minutes left on your meter, and you've got a ticket there, they know you're going to pay the ticket. Because who wants to go to court?
It costs
who wants to deal with the state?
Right. The cost of going to court is higher than the cost of the ticket. And this is something that I've asked myself. And I've taken these things to court before. And I have to ask myself.
You had one dismissed, too, didn't you?
I've had one dismissed and been found guilty.
Guilty on one. Right.
But I have to ask myself, really, you know, I look at the time and energy that goes into these things, and I've got to say, it just doesn't make sense. The $5, it makes more sense.
You're not looking at it from the long-term perspective. It makes total sense if people take these things to trial en masse and clog the system, because then they have to drop charges. And if more people take these things to trial, it means more techniques get tried, more questions get asked, more approaches are tried, like Daryl tried this morning, and he won.
Yeah, well, it's amazing.
I mean, this is a tremendous victory caught on video over the parking department. What happens if 5% of people who get tickets challenge the tickets? I can tell you what, they're not going to schedule all those trials. They don't have time for it. And they're not going to, you know, build a new courthouse just to deal with parking tickets.
No, they're not.
So you have to look at that, and I get what you're saying, Mark, and I don't blame someone for just paying the ticket. I don't blame anybody for that. But ultimately, that's why we are where we are, is because people aren't willing to stand up for their rights. They're not willing to stand up for what they believe in. They're just bending over. And as long as people bend over, then they're going to keep getting screwed. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, which, again, reason to move to New Hampshire, so you can be around people who aren't willing to just bend over, who are willing to stand up, who are willing to stand up for others and back people up and be free together. It's possible. You just need to have the numbers of the people willing to do something. There's more coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury.
will travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum fun. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crazy opportunity.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features. Listening options are there. Live streams, we got them. Broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show. You can tune them in any old time you would like. They're available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is always airing on our stream, so go and enjoy it. Listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can click and get a list of our over 115 radio stations, AM and FM, across the band, across the country. You can listen to Free Talk Live at various different times throughout the week. And we've also got XM Satellite Radio. Plus, we're up on free-to-air. You can get free-to-air satellite via KU band. It's a dish and a receiver. That's all you pretty much have to buy. The cabling that's necessary, I mean, it's literally, it's a couple $100. And install that sucker, and you're good to go for as long as the equipment lasts. So you can get free-to-air anywhere in North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. Listen to us that way. Plus, there's the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. There's an app for everything, and Nemi is going to tell us in a moment about the app that will allow you to snitch people out and get a cut. BitInstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. And now, it's pretty. BitInstant, previously, it was a little sparse. I mean, as far as the site design, it worked. It was simple. It made sense. The new site's also simple. It's pretty straightforward. But it's prettier. Like, they hired somebody to make it real pretty, and it looks good. BitInstant.com, they just launched their brand new site, what, 2 days ago or something like that? I mean, it's fresh.
It might have been, yeah, it's real soon. Real
so,
recent.
Go check it out. You can still use the site as a guest. One of the things I was a little concerned with when I went there was that, you know, I thought you might have to log in now. Like, you might have to create an account. But
they have a serious login situation.
There's still a guest option. Well, that's because they're supposed to be hooking you up with a bank account right now. Isn't that an option now?
That is an option.
Right. I actually haven't gotten through that process yet, but I intend to do that. But you can still do. You can still get Bitcoin as a guest. You just have, there's limits placed on the amounts that you can get, and there's always been limits, but yeah, you have higher limits now if you go through the registration process. So BitInstant.com, you can still go to a bunch of locations all over the place. They brought back MoneyGram, I believe. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And so they, you know, can still go down to CVS. You can put cash in, and then by the time you get home, the Bitcoins should be in your account. BitInstant's great. They make it easy to get Bitcoins. Now, what are Bitcoins? Well, gosh, take some time. Go and learn about this. Go to weusecoins.com. It's a decentralized digital currency. It is not controlled by the state. It is not controlled by a corporation. It's an open source project. It's money by the geeks and for everybody. So we're going to see a lot of Bitcoin inevitably being transacted at the upcoming Porcupine Freedom Festival. I imagine we'll find some people to talk to about that sort of thing while we're there. Bitcoin is so exciting because it puts money back in the hands of the people. It puts money in your hands.
Value.
Right. You're controlling your own money. You decide who to send it to. There's nobody that gets in the way. There's no middleman in the process taking a cut. And so you should learn more. If you want to go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, we got some useful links there, including one to BitInstant. Once again, that's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And when you're ready to get some Bitcoins, go no further than bitinstant.com. Now, we're going to try this phone line here one more time before we get to the snitch app. Howie said his phone was on mute accidentally earlier. Howie, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. Hi,
all right,
Ian. Nemi and Mark, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Howie?
I apologize for the problems earlier. I'm not calling you to task, Ian. I just am being a little critical because the call you had on earlier, I mean, towards the end, where, you know, I can't really, I'm not able to describe the whole content of his prior call, but towards the end, like, he opened up and he told you that he was using heroin. And I just took, like, offense to what you said. Like, you cut him off right away, and you said you can't trust the junkie.
No, I didn't cut him off. We were done with the call at that point.
Okay, I understand that. You want,
but I did say you can never trust a junkie, and I mean that. That doesn't mean that I don't support the idea of helping somebody who's addicted to heroin or caring about that person or loving that person, but you sure don't want to give them access to your bank account.
No, I agree to you. It's a bad idea. Even a crackhead, if somebody uses crack cocaine, it's just not a good idea to trust them.
Right, I would consider a crackhead a junkie, too. Like somebody who's addicted to a substance like that, to, you know, beyond control. And maybe he's a responsible heroin user. I mean, he sounded like a...
It's a stereotype, because not everybody who uses narcotics will steal
drugs. It's true.
It absolutely is a stereotype, Howie, and I think that's an appropriate statement.
That's why I took offense to it. And I'll agree that
without knowing him, I don't know if he, you know, I don't know responsible heroin users, but I don't know heroin users, so I can't comment on that.
I know, Ian, I know you just want to do a good radio show. When the calling breaks come in, that's when you have to cut your format and do something new. That's the part of the kind of limitations of the kind of radio show you do. So I'm not cutting you down, but I just wish you would have talked more to the guy because it seemed like he wanted to just talk and open up. And
yeah, I got you, but we had already talked to him about other matters, and keep callers on for the whole show. So,
all right.
You know, he can call any other night if he'd like. We talked to him about other things, like him wanting to move to New Hampshire and a variety of other things.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Because I just didn't want to seem like he felt like he was being discounted, because I thought it was cool that he had, like, the courage to just say, like,
I agree with you.
Something.
And
so that's the only reason
kept
why I'm calling
on
in.
Ian's kept on so many nuts and weirdos throughout the years. You think that this guy reveals that he's an intravenous heroin user and agrees with everything else that Ian says, that he would have taken some time to sort of figure it out. But, and I found it very abrupt, too. I do kind of agree with the generalization. I mean, you have to have some generalizations in life, and you know, maybe one of those generalizations is that one needs to be you know, have a certain level of care around intravenous drug users. But
yeah, you don't tend to see marijuana users stealing from their grandmother in order to buy.
That's the nature of that substance.
To buy a bag. So that's why I said to the guy, "Hey, man, I hope you can kick the habit before you come up here, because I'm not going to trust you." You know, if you if you are you know, if you're a heroin user, I'm sorry. I just don't want to let somebody like that into any kind of area of trust
anywhere.
I understand that.
I'm sorry.
But I also know basically why I kind of wanted to say something, because I know that you're not a judgmental person and that's not how you're like. And if you were to see
judges. I think you can't help but to judge. But again, it's not to say I'm not compassionate. Howard, thanks for the call tonight, by the way. I appreciate hearing from you. It's not to say that someone shouldn't be compassionate towards somebody like that, but it's also when somebody's a junkie, and again, maybe he's not. Maybe he's like somebody who only uses heroin on the weekends. I don't know. I'm sure people like that.
Intravenously.
Does it happen? I don't know. I've never used heroin.
Does it happen that someone can just stop for a week? Probably not.
Probably
because
not, right.
From what I understand of heroin, the addiction is profound. And that, you know, you can't go without, because then you go through withdrawals, which are very uncomfortable. I was in jail with a guy who was on withdrawals. The first time I was in jail was the old jail on Westmoreland, New Hampshire, which was, you know, an old and nasty jail. And you know, they've got a new one now.
Awful, hellish place.
But they kept me in this holding cell for a few days. And one of the guys that was in there was detoxing. He had been a heroin user, and when you get arrested, you don't get your heroin anymore, so you go through a detox. And this guy was not having a good time. So there's a real drive for the heroin addict to continue the process of dosing. My ex-girlfriend was shooting up oxys at one point. My ex-roommate. So I've had some level of experience with this. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you can enjoy the features that we share with you there. They are completely free, mobile site included, mobile site. You can access it by going to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Quick access to our live streams, quick access to the podcast. And again, that's m.freetalklive.com.
We were just talking about how to get some bitcoins at bitinstant.com. Well, once you have them, since they're a currency, well, you're going to at some point or another need to spend them. If you buy consumer electronics, if you buy any kind of consumer electronics, you know, you're going to need, you'd like to get them at the lowest prices. You'd like to get the name brands. Ingram Micro, the world's largest distributor of consumer electronics, sells through BitcoinStore.com. And BitcoinStore.com, because they don't have all the costs associated with, say, taking credit cards or banking fees or things like that, because Bitcoin eliminates all that, you save the money. BitcoinStore.com's got lower prices. Just go check. Go check. Lower prices on many, many items over there. Certainly can't say all of them, but I'd say most of them. It's BitcoinStore.com, and it's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Bitcoins offer a level of privacy, too. And with BitcoinStore.com, no one can track where your stuff's being sent. You just give them an address wherever you want it sent. It doesn't have to be a billing address from your credit card or whatever. That's an advantage to some. BitcoinStore.com.
All right, let's continue. We go back to Bob, or to Bob, rather. We haven't talked to Bob yet. Bob, listening in Mississippi, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind, Bob?
No, I just want to just reiterate on what you said, and I feel you, what you said about the junkie. I mean, I'm with you 100%, because I had an ex-girlfriend that was, like, out there, and it took me a while to even find out that she was a cocaine addict. And I'm talking about, I come home to all the electronics gone. You know, and nobody broke in the house. You know, and nobody broke in the house. Just a key was used.
So she wasn't your ex-girlfriend at the time you discovered this. She was your girlfriend.
She was my girlfriend at the time I discovered it. Was a junkie. I mean, I repair laptops and do a couple other things on the electronic side. I mean, even the stuff that I had repairing, she took it too. So I had to pay those stuff. So, I mean, you're right about that. I feel you on that.
Well, it's not to say you can't love her. You probably did love her at that time.
And
you and you may still, even though she didn't act like, she, you know, that's not something that shows love for you by her taking your stuff and pawning it so she could buy a crack rock or whatever it was she ended up buying, or an eight ball, I guess. That's not a loving act on her part. But it's not to say that she doesn't love you. It doesn't. When a cocaine or a crack addict or a meth head or, you know, a heroin addict steals from a family member or a loved one, it doesn't
it's
mean
it's a sign of love.
No. It doesn't mean they don't love that person. It doesn't mean they don't love that person. It just means they love to get high more. I'm sorry about that.
I love you. I'm just going to steal all your stuff, though, but I still love you.
Nobody gets into heroin thinking that they want to steal from their mother or their grandma or something like that. But when they're hooked and they're running out of cash, you're either going to turn tricks or you're going to steal something from somebody, and family is easy to steal from because they trust you.
They're there, too.
That's right.
Any other stories you want to share, Bob?
No, that's about it, man. I mean,
what happened after the? Hold on, I want to hear the rest of the story. So you come home, all the electronics are gone. Did she have a story?
Yes, when I actually called her, I said, "Well, have you been to see?" I didn't say what was going on because I didn't want to plant that thought. So what I said was, "Hey, have you been by the house yet?" You know what I'm saying? So she was like, "No, I haven't been there yet." So I was like, "Well, whenever you get a chance, you gonna come on back to the house because I'm locked out or whatever." So when she came, I mean, she opened the door with the key. So I was like, "Now, how'd she get the key?" Well, evidently, she must have went and made a copy of the key, like while I was asleep, or I let her borrow my car or something. But she went and made a copy of the key or whatever. So I mean, it was just terrible because I was like, "Oh man, she just stole all my stuff." Then come find out, and then I didn't think it was her. I thought somebody else done it first, like a big man, or maybe somebody that came and did repairs on the house or something like that.
Sure.
But what happened was I was cleaning. I was, this is my girl, so you know, I have to clean out the female's car. You know, clean.
Hang on a second. We're losing your cell phone signal. I just want to make sure. Are you traveling right now, Bob?
No, I'm not traveling.
Are you indoors?
No, I'm not indoors.
All right, you're sounding better now. Go ahead and say that last sentence or two again, please.
What happened was I was trying to be a gentleman, a good boyfriend. You know, I got out of work. She said my car needed cleaning. It was dirty. And I ended up going in her trunk, cleaning out her trunk because that's where I kept the tie shine in. So I went in the trunk and I'm looking. I go through the bag, go through another bag. I see another bag. So I said, okay, I'm looking in this bag. And I open it up. And it's the exact same receipt from the pawn. It's the exact same receipt from the pawn shop that the stuff that was missing. Item for item.
Bust out.
And been to the pawn shop.
What happened when you confronted her?
She packed her stuff and said she's leaving because I don't trust her. So she's gonna say she needs to leave.
Right, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's my fault.
You're
it's
the
my
bad
fault
guy.
I found the receipt in the trunk. Right. It's my
That's
fault.
Right.
I found the pawn receipt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you know what she said? That just really, I was just left me flabbergasted. Like, wow, like the wow factor. She said, "Well, why was you looking at my trunk anyway? Like, it's your fault."
I was cleaning your car.
Thank you. I was cleaning your car, sweetie. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's what happened, man. Like that junkie.
Great story. I mean, horrible story, but the way you told it was great. Bob, thanks for the call, man. I really appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Great call.
You know, this is one of those funny situations. Is
after the fact
when you catch somebody doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And you know they did wrong by doing it, you know, just kind of looking. Like, he could have cleaned out her car without looking at these receipts, right? Looking at these pawn receipts in the bag or whatever. He could have, quote-unquote, respected her privacy in that way. And, you know, he asked himself before he looked at these receipts, should I be looking at these receipts? Mm-hmm. The answer he came up with was, yes, it's worth looking at these receipts. And he was right.
Yep.
But it's kind of interesting this in these situations is people like his girlfriend, and I've had this happen to friends of mine, You know, the perpetrator here often feels violated. Like, hey, you weren't, whoa, I had my tracks covered, and now you found the proof.
Yep.
And you did it in a way that was surreptitious.
Yep.
Shame on you. You're bad.
Right.
And it's kind of a funny situation. You know, it reminds me of the parent and child. Like, the parent goes through and looks through the child's, drawer and finds, say, the pot or whatever. I think that there's a lot of, to me, that room belongs to the parent and the drawer belongs to the parent.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
See it as a problem, but some people see it as a huge violation of privacy. And I think it's one of those sort of funny situations. I don't even know how to describe it. If you wouldn't have got caught if you hadn't have done the dirt.
Right. That's true.
How can you win if you ain't right within?
I love the story. I'm going to mark that one for a promo. That one's good stuff. So, yeah, love these people if you do love them. But, once you find out they're hooked, make sure they don't have access to your bank account.
So we have
just a smart thing to do.
We have a question being posed in chat. When is it okay to go through your spouse's cell phone?
I don't tend to think it's a good idea to go through people's
stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
I think that you should have a relationship with someone that's open enough to where you're communicating. You don't feel
right.
like you have to be chasing somebody around or sneaking about and looking through people's information. I just don't think that that's okay.
Yeah, that's not how I roll either. I think if you're already looking at your spouse's cell phone, the problem's already happening.
Well, the problem may be you, though. See,
that's a good point too.
You know,
but not for me because I'm never the problem.
Not you. I'm saying the problem may be the person who's looking.
Right.
There's a lot of jealous people in the world.
It's very true.
And what they need is justifications. I guess you're right when you're right. You're wrong when you're wrong would be the way I'd say it.
We're coming back here. If you want to share your experience, you are welcome to do that. Whether it's your experience with a junkie or sneaking about and looking through cell phones and things like that. 855 453. Oh, snitching. We got to talk.
Yeah, that's
app.
Right.
That's coming up. Also, you can bring up anything you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming next.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want in the remaining moments here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are learning more about the heroin user who called in earlier tonight that sparked a conversation about junkies and whether or not you should trust them. Apparently, he's come into the chat room. Is that right,
Nemi? That's
right.
That's right. I'm seeing him in here. He's a freelance PHP programmer, does not use every day. And he said
that's good.
He had asked the screeners to get a message.
Every other day?
I don't know.
I take off at least one day a year.
Well, no, because I really want to know. I mean, is heroin something that you can just take time away from? It's been my experience that the heroin people that I've known have not been able to take time away from
the heroin people.
Would you like me to ask him?
Yeah, please. Okay. By all means. But, I mean, I'm including people that I've been close with. My roommate,
yes.
My ex-girlfriend. These are people that I knew very, very well. And one of them's better today, and the other one's not. So there you go. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can tell your story. Maybe you were a junkie and you got past it. You want to tell us that, how that worked out for you? We'd love to hear from you. Also, maybe you roomed with one. I had a roommate at one time who, different roommate, there was the junkie roommate who I really cared about and knew very well, and then a roommate that I didn't really know as well. And the roommate I didn't know as well was my first living on my own situation. I had two roommates, and one of them never opened his door. Like, obviously he opened it to go places, but he never had his door to his room open. And, you know, I guess that's not unusual. People want privacy or whatever. But he started to, I guess, spiral down at one point. There was one time when he called us early in the morning on a Sunday. Apparently he'd gone to a warehouse rave or something like that the night before, and he claimed he had gotten rolled, which is slang, street slang for, basically getting beaten up and robbed.
Having been robbed.
And I guess not always being beaten up, but anyway, being robbed and supposedly, I forget what his story exactly was. This is over a decade ago. But we went out to kind of pick him up because he didn't have any way to get home or something like that. And he was in bad shape. And that was when we kind of realized that something was going on with this roommate, like that he was not necessarily telling us the truth or involved in things that were questionable. And then another weekend he just completely disappeared for the entire weekend. We got pretty worried. In fact, he disappeared for several days, and so we were pretty worried about him. So we broke into his room at that point. So you want to talk about the question of, you know, do you want to look at somebody's phone? Well,
right.
In this case, I broke, you know, me and my roommate at that point decided we're going to go ahead and enter this guy's room. Now, technically, I was the renter of the house. So technically it was my name on the lease. I don't think the other two were on the lease, but either way, let's just say they were. At that point, definitely violated this guy's privacy.
Yep.
Definitely. Was it okay for us to do that? I think it was, because we were concerned. We weren't doing it out of any kind of nastiness
malice,
or
right.
malice or trying to, you know, find something bad about him or whatever. We just wanted to know if he was okay. I mean, for all we knew, he was in there, right? Like, we don't know. We hadn't heard from the guy. And, look, if you're going to go on a binge or whatever, let us know or something.
Right.
But he didn't. And right. you know what we found was the bills. The bills for, like, the cable modem,
oh, no.
the bills for the water, the bills
you
for the
him?
Power.
You had him? He had these things in
yeah,
his name?
Yeah, he had the bills in his name.
Oh.
We'd been giving him money all along, thinking he was paying these bills.
Oh,
well,
man.
Guess what? He took the money and he bought drugs with those bills.
He didn't pay bills, he bought pills!
That's right, and the bills were just sitting there, strewn about on his dresser, and I had to, you know, I had to pony up for that again. And I had to pay all of those bills in order to, you know, continue service and all that. And he also had piles of clothes. This guy wasn't a poor individual as far as his family wasn't poor. He was probably able to get money from his parents and things like that. And he had a lot of clothing. Like, he, you know, had enough money to afford a lot of clothing. I don't think he ever did laundry. My roommate and I, you know, kind of conferred. We never really saw him do laundry. So what he was doing was he had such a large clothes collection, he would wear his clothing, and then he would deposit it on the floor of his room.
Lay it there.
And just wear fresh clothing. So he was wearing fresh clothes. He wasn't stinky. It wasn't obvious that he wasn't washing his clothes because he was always wearing fresh clothes. He just had enough clothes to where he could wear fresh clothes for a long time.
That's a lot of clothes.
And literally, it was just piles of clothes. I mean, so, like, okay, did I do something wrong by breaking into his room to discover those things?
Well, I think that the answer is yes, you violate people's privacy in whatever these circumstances are. The question is, what are the damages? And what's the information that you find out in the process? And I think that there's sort of, I look as an arbitrator on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say for a second that I have somebody coming before me. A parent says to a 16-year-old child, "You may not live in my house and smoke marijuana." And they become suspect, and go in and violate the child's privacy, the young person's privacy, and find marijuana. And these two people come before me. And I say, well, parent, you violated this child's privacy. Child, you broke the rules. So, seems to me that in the circumstances where you're right, you're right. And where you're wrong, you need to sort of make reparations.
Sure. And in this case, the reparations needed to be made to us, not that they ever were. But
right, but that's the thing. You wouldn't have found out when you found out. Your power would have been turned off.
Yeah. Let's go to the snitch story.
That's
though.
Right.
What do you got to
a new
story?
App. A new app would allow people to snap a picture of a parking violation and send the photo to police, private parking operators, or city wardens. This is up in Canada.
Ugh.
If a ticket results in a fine under the plan, informants would get a cut deposited into their bank accounts or could direct the cash to their favorite charity. So all that would be needed is a smartphone and the Spot Squad app.
Spot Squad.
That's right. SPOTSQUAD.
Ugh.
Co-founder Chris Johnson says he and his partners have not signed any agreements to give informants a percentage of any ticket fines, but he adds that some private parking lot operators are interested. He says that while many people would say they would never snitch on a fellow driver, he expects they would privately jump at the chance to make a couple of bucks while cracking down on inconsiderate parkers. The app would allow people to snap a picture, send it to the police, and a parking warden could then be dispatched to issue a ticket.
Now, what's an inconsiderate parker? Most of the time when I'm upset with people and their parking jobs, it's because they've sort of parked on the wrong way in the line. You know, like they're too close to the
taking
one side or
spaces.
Something.
Right.
But, you know, in some cases, they're, yeah. Just,
cops like to do that.
I don't know. But
I've seen it.
Often what I found as I've gone through life is a lot of times I'm reacting to the guy who parked next to me. Like there's not very many spaces left and I've got to park in a wonky way because the person who parked next to me is parked in a wonky way and I wonder why they're parked that way. Maybe they were parked that way because somebody else did or maybe they've got some kind of illness or something like that. So I'm just not ready to go after those folks.
This particular app isn't unique. Parking Mobility is an organization in Texas, one which allows deputized trained volunteers to take photos of people who park illegally in disabled spots. When drivers are fined, part of the proceeds go to charity and a program to educate offenders about the consequences of their parking infractions.
Educate offenders about the consequences. Don't we call those fines?
No.
I have never been educated in the consequences of my infractions.
Maybe the suggestion is, since they referenced handicap spaces, the suggestion is that someone who's crippled will have a difficult time getting into Walmart.
Sensitivity training.
Well, what if, I mean, I've seen people park in those spaces believing that they are handicapped. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm handicapped, I need to park in this space. They don't realize that they need to have, oh no, you're not handicapped unless the government says you're handicapped.
You have the sticker, right. Mac Marsh, Project Director for Parking Mobility, said the idea works well in the United States, where the organization has worked for years to negotiate agreements with parking departments in cities. But he said the spot squad concept of people personally profiting will not fly. He says, quote, there's not a city in the world that would allow that, because what you create then is vigilantism. When the individual who reports a crime profits from the reporting of the crime, then that crime is no longer enforceable.
Who is
Marsh
saying
said.
This?
This is the guy. He's the project director for Parking Mobility, which is an organization in Texas which trains volunteers to take pictures of people parked illegally.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, snitching has been encouraged by financial payouts for a long time. This is not a new idea. The only thing that's new is there's an app for it.
Right. There's not a court in the world that would uphold that type of violation, because this is the individual reporting the crime is profiting from the crime. There's an alternate here. Johnson says he doesn't see it that way. People look at it the wrong way, like we're building an army of snitches. But if you look at it the right way, just don't park illegally and we won't have a problem. Using social
media.
You're
building an army of snitches, and you should be ashamed of yourself for empowering the state to ruin people's lives.
I agree. Using social media and modern technology to shame poor drivers is nothing new. There are thousands of websites designed to publicly expose and denounce poor parking. One Edmonton website developer created iparklikeanass.com, a forum to post photos of terrible, inconsiderate parking jobs. So I would think that's probably a better resolution than encouraging your friends and neighbors to snitch on each other.
Unfortunately, we're going to see more as time goes on of government snitch programs encouraging people to turn against their friends and their family members and total strangers. And that, of course, only breeds more distrust among people, which is not a good thing. See you tomorrow night.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.